While Africa has had relatively few deaths from the coronavirus, the continent has lost two legendary musicians to the disease. Both of them defined their genres, and both died of COVID-19 in Paris. NPR's Eder Peralta has his remembrance.
Lisa Rouge.
Luis Mabella's music was defined by that fast beat and those arpeggio guitar licks that are full of urgency. Almost all his songs had long instrumentals. They let him dance, and Mabella let loose. Mabella defined Congolese soukous. The name is inspired by the French word for shake, so Mabella shook, sensually, sometimes carelessly, others. Mabella liberated rumba. He packed New York City clubs in the 90s. The other great that Africa lost today was the Cameroonian Manu Dibango. His influence came much earlier in the 70s. Georges Collinet hosts the radio show Afropop on PRX.
He revered black musicians, American musicians particularly.
Dibango's early work was influenced by American jazz greats like Louis Armstrong. But the saxophonist came to have a profound influence on American dance music. Collinet was in a studio in Paris when Dibango recorded the phrase that changed everything. That song was played everywhere. People danced it on Soul Train, and Michael Jackson stole it on Wanna Be Starting Something.
Everybody was copying that Mamako, Mamasada, Mamakusa. He was suing everybody right and left.
Over the course of his career, Dibango put out dozens of records. He was genre agnostic, played reggae and New Orleans jazz. He played with anyone who would play with him. But his roots were always in Africa, in those beats, in those grooves.
The thing is, in Africa, music is dance, no matter how you look at it.
In the end, these two West African musicians not only helped define genres, but more importantly, they transcended borders and languages to make people dance. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.